You've appeared on a lot of science fiction shows, especially those about a dystopian future. Do you have a liking for science fiction or fantasy roles?
You know, the funny thing is, yeah, I know my career has kind of definitely lent itself to that throughout the beginning of it so far. But science fiction was never one of the kind of genres that I was a massive fan of. But kind of being a part of it and being a part of two, at least I consider two very good shows that are sci-fi, has kind of given me a greater appreciation for it. I just have never much cared for the, like, you know, just like the spaceship shows or anything like that. It's just never been something that I've kind of been drawn to, but kind of being on those shows have been a great, great time for me. But they're not kind of stereotypical sci-fi. They've kind of branched off and done their own thing. Like, The 100 very much is a very, like, primal show. It's not very technology-driven. Sometimes it can be, but a lot of times it's just us on the ground with no technology at all.
When you were growing up, what was your idea of a science fiction show, and how has that changed?
I mean, growing up, I mean, obviously it'd have to be like Star Trek or something like that. That would be the quintessential, like, that's sci-fi. Or really Andromeda, because my dad worked on Andromeda for years, so I grew up seeing Andromeda. And then obviously for me, I've kind of realized that there's such a greater aspect to sci-fi than just Star Trek or like these sort of spaceship shows, like I called them. There's more to it. Like Continuum, a show I did, is very, very kind of political and all that. I realize you can use sci-fi to kind of get any sort of point across in the world. I've grown into a much greater respect for it than I probably did when I was a kid.
Have you gained a bigger appreciation for science fiction? So have you sort of branched out and watched other science fiction based shows to see what their take is?
I don't go out of my way to do so. It's just whatever shows kind of I have an interest in. I'll see a trailer for something and think like, oh, that's a show I gotta watch. But no, I definitely don't kind of go out of my way to watch more science fiction shows. But I'm sure there are a few that I do watch. Like Black Mirror, obviously I'm a big fan of that, like everyone else. And I would consider that science fiction.
So many science fiction tales are influenced by current events. Do you feel this applies to The 100?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, I think. I think you, from watching it from season 1 through 4, there's definitely things that are a little eerily similar to what we're going through now, and definitely probably specifically in the U.S. and stuff. I mean, we make allusions to a lot of things that have happened in reality in our show. And I think we make a lot of warnings as well of things that might happen.
So on a similar note, do you feel like your anti-corporate character in Continuum resonates with today's viewers?
Absolutely. I think he does. I think that's why everyone didn't like fully hate him when he was sometimes could be a very hateable character. I think people shared his frustrations with how things are and how powerless kind of we realize we have become as a society. I think that's the truth. I mean, what really can we do when these people who run the corporations just think that they can do whatever they want above our heads and kind of just lie to us? And I think that absolutely is a reality that we're living in, unfortunately.
I feel personally, after watching the show, that you did bring that message across, that sort of feeling into Julian. And you've won an award for that role. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. So because of that...
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
Did you have like a routine to get into that sort of mind frame into trying to get into the role of Julian?
Oh, no, not really. I kind of just... It's an odd thing to say, but I kind of just wing it. Like, I try to understand it fully and then just sort of let myself go, let the chain get off the chain a little bit and just wing it. So that was great. And actually, the guy who played my dad on Continuum, who unfortunately, his character, not himself, dies at the end of the first season, which is kind of the turning point for my character. He did so much research on kind of what our characters were talking about and being anti-corporation that he actually taught me so much about it and then kind of fueled the passion for Julian a little bit. So kind of art imitated life in that sense.
Wow. So looking forward, what do you hope to do in your future? Is there a specific role that really appeals to you? So a lot of people like going in and hoping that they play James Bond, for example. What kind of role do you want to do in the future?
Well, I think I'm probably never going to play James Bond. I don't have the best looks for it, but I don't even know if that would be the kind of character that I'd want to play. I don't think I'd do it justice. I don't know if there's any specific. I mean, my favorite character is Ebenezer Scrooge from Christmas Carol. One day I would love to play that, but there's nothing really specific that I have, like, I need to play. I just kind of wait for the scripts to come to me, and I wait kind of for the writing to inform me if it's something that I'm passionate about. Like, I just did a movie called Crypto that was offered to me, and I read it and went, like, that's a character that I have to play. So usually it happens in that way.
Oh, interesting. All right. Well, thank you for joining me, Richard.